නමෝ තස්සේ භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්සේ නමෝ තස්සේ භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්සේ නමෝ තස්සේ භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්සේ ඒකායනෝ අයම් භික්කවේ මග්ගෝ සත්තානං විසුද්ධියා ශෝක පරිද්ධවානං සමතික්කමාය දුක්ඛ දෝමනස්සානං අත්ථගමාය ඥායස්ස අධිගමාය නිබ්බානස්ස සච්චිකිරියාය යදිදං චත්තාරෝ සතිපට්ඨානාති. Dear Dhamma friends, as you all know, we are discussing Mahasatipatthana Sutta, which is available in Majjhima Nikaya as well as in the Digha Nikaya. And here, this sutta is directly related to our practice because the mindfulness is well explained in many different ways in this Satipatthana Sutta. So we are discussing part by part. We already discussed Kayanupassana, where Buddha starts with the mindfulness on breathing and then going to various postures and then to various other small activities, daily activities that we are involved with, and then getting to looking at the body in a different way, different manner, rather than simply thinking it's really auspicious, really happy, pleasurable sort of thing. Buddha asks us to look at its nature in a loathsome manner, and then we are looking at it as elements in the Dhatu Manasikara section. And then at the end of the life, so after death, so what is going to happen to this body? So various stages of decaying corpse are discussed later. So these are included in the Kayanupassana section, so that fair understanding about the body is available for a practitioner. And then it leads to Vedanupassana, where various feelings, it may be pleasurable feelings, painful feelings, and then the equanimous feelings are discussed. Then we lead to Chittanupassana, where observation of the mind, various states of the mind are discussed. Now we are dealing in the Dhammanupassana section, where some deep and very interesting subjects are being discussed. So in this section, we already discussed Nivaranapabba, where the arising of various hindrances, how they persist in the mind, and how they are passing away, how they are disappearing, fading away. So that is being observed in one's own mind at that very moment. It is not that we simply learn this and for the sake of intellectual understanding, but we ourselves have to apply these teachings to our mind. So that is the most important thing. So how to properly reflect one's mind, reflect one's body, reflect on various feelings, so that has to be applied practically. That is very important. So otherwise, this session will be a simple, simply a sort of a theoretical session. Rather, we simply get the guidance from the Buddha's teaching so that we have to apply it again and again into our own mind, into our own body, into our various feelings. So after get on to Nivarana, hindrances, then Buddha teaches us various aggregates. So according to the Buddha's teaching, now this whole subjective experience is divided into five categories, five aggregates, so that we can get a better understanding, better perspective of what is really going on. Typically, if we consider when we are going through some experience, it is not the pure transaction between the outside and the inside happens, but rather a fair amount of preconceived ideas are coming to the picture, and again various preconceptions are coming to the picture, perceptions are coming to the picture, and our own various ideas are coming to the picture. So we are experiencing something colored, something conditioned. So as a result, there are many complications happen, and we are getting entangled in this whole experience, and we are getting to wrong understanding, wrong views as well. Now Buddha asks us to look at this whole experience according to the five aggregates. So So when it comes to the form aggregate, then Buddha discussed about the various aspects of the form, and then comes to the what you call the feelings, where various feelings are being discussed, and then come to the perceptions, where the perceptions are discussed, and various constructions, various fabrications, formations are discussed under the sankhara aggregate, formations aggregate, and the very knowing part, cognition part is discussed in the consciousness aggregate. So likewise, this whole experience can be divided into five aggregates, and that is what we are discussing right now. So we already had discussion during the last week related to the five aggregates. So there I introduced you what are the definitions of these aggregates. And again, various similes, which Buddha very beautifully explained in the Penapindubhama Sutta, are discussed during the last session. Now, if anyone new to this session or anyone missed the session, so you can go to Nisaranoni website and you can refer the previous recordings, because otherwise it's difficult to understand from this point onwards, because we are already established a fair amount of understanding on this topic. Now, when it comes to aggregates, so now we are going to little deep aspects. So Buddha mentions in the Panchavaggiya Sutta, that is sometimes called as the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, which is this particular sutta Buddha preached to five ascetics, Kondañña, Baddiya, Vappamahānāma, Assajī, in order to attain enlightenment. So you know, you have heard that Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta is the first Dhamma sermon to them, and hearing which Venerable Kondañña attained Sotapanna, and then Buddha preached more Dhamma to the others, and ultimately altogether to everyone Buddha preached Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, or this Panchavaggiya Sutta, hearing which they all became fully enlightened. Now in this sutta, Buddha is taking a very good point, where Buddha mentions that each aggregate is sort of non-self. You have no control over them. You have no command over them. You can't keep them under your control. Rupam bhikkhave anatta. So Buddha mentions that this form is non-self. There is no any self in it. There is no any soul in it. And Buddha points out a kind of a logic here, telling that if there is a soul there, if there is some sort of a core there, then and again, which is obeying our orders, then it has to be sort of governable as we wish. Say, for example, if our body going through some sort of a sickness, since we are not really like it, and if we want to get rid of it, so once we wish that I want to become free from it, then it should change. But there is no such command. Similarly, the feelings. Assume that you are going through some painful feeling and you don't like it, and you wish that I may free from this painful feeling. But it doesn't go like that. So that indicates that it doesn't behave as we wish. It doesn't sort of can be controlled as we wish. So therefore we can say it is not mine, it is not me. Typically, when something belongs to me, I have some control over it. But none of these aggregates have such property. They behave as they wish, or as according to their own causes and conditions, and we have very little control. So therefore Buddha mentioned that these all aggregates are very impermanent as well as non-self. So by seeing this, Buddha mentioned that one gets disenchanted about these five aggregates. Actually, these five aggregates, not just the present aggregates Buddha discuss here, and even the past aggregates, even the future aggregates going to arise, and the present aggregates, Atita, Anagata, Pachyuppan, and then Ajjata, Bahira, all aggregates which we can consider as internal, and everything external, And then ඕලාරිකංවා සුකුමංවා. So those are the gross parts as well as the subtle aspects. And හීනංවා පනීතංවා. Very refined, very fine, soft parts as well as the, sorry, the gross parts and as well as the soft parts. යන්දුරේ සන්තිකේවා. What are the parts available in the far? And what are the ones available in the close vicinity? So everything is included. So likewise, these five aggregates, when we are discussing, so we can say that nothing is excluded. Everything is fairly included in these five aggregates. All the conditioned phenomena can be considered within these five aggregate system. Now, when one reflects about these five aggregates like that, so one gets disenchanted, has a better understanding about them. So wisdom arise. As a result, he become dispassionate. So that is why this whole five aggregate system is fairly considered as a sort of a way of enlightenment, as a method of enlightenment. So if one has a very good understanding about these five aggregates, so that mention that one can completely cut off craving. So, for example, there is a very beautiful Theragatha, Samidatta Theragatha, where Venerable Arahant Samidatta mentions Panchakhanda Parinyata Tithanti Chinnamulaka Vikhino Jati Sansaro Nattidani Punabhavoti. So he mentions that he has fully comprehended the five aggregates. And all those are now like cut off palmyra trees. And Vikhino Jati Sansaro, as a result, he was able to completely uproot this sansara, this ongoing cycle, and Nattidani Punabhavoti. There is no rebirth for me. So likewise, you can understand if one has a very good understanding about these five aggregates, very practical understanding, and he is properly acting on them, and then there's a way of freedom. Ultimately, one may experience. Now, there's another very beautiful conversation happens between Venerable Vajira and the Mara while she was in Andhavana. So you know. During the Bhikkhuni Sasana, there are many enlightened Bhikkhunis, and one of them is called Vajira. So one time she was living in Andhavana, and there Mara, you know, the evil one, thought that I want to sort of make her fearful, frightened. So he come to meet Venerable Vajira, and he is putting a question. Just to confuse her. And he is asking, who is the owner of this body? Who is the owner of this conditioned thing? And who owns it? And what? Who is the being in it? Who is the being owns it? So likewise, as a sort of a personality view, as a sort of a self view, he is asking a question. Then Venerable Vajira understood that he is the Mara. And then she is giving a very beautiful simile or as simile to explain the situation. She mentions that yatahi anga sambhara hoti saddo ratho iti evang khandesu santesu hoti sattoti sammuti. Now you know there are various vehicles. So if we discuss in terms of today's terminology, say you are taking four wheels, four tires, and say various components, body, bonnet, engine, seats, steering wheel, petrol, and so many components, so many parts together, and you assemble it in a particular style. And ultimately, you can call it as a car, as a vehicle, as a bus, as a van. So different terms can be given. So, but we analyze it once we disassemble it. So there are many components are there. There is no car. There is no motorcycle. There is no bus. But what is available is various components. But once we fix them together, once we properly combine them together, assemble them together, we call it a car. We call it a vehicle. So similarly, but me this Vajra mentions, Venerable Vajra mentions, all these various parts comes together. It is called a vehicle. Similarly, evam khandesu santesu. So when these five aggregates comes together, then there is a term called a being. So it is a kind of a sammuti, convention. There is no reality there. There is no essence there. There is no kind of a substantial essence there, but it's a kind of a sammuti, convention. And there she mentions that only the suffering arises and only the suffering is available, and nothing apart from suffering is happening, nothing apart from suffering is fading away. So this is something very interesting, because we all consider everything exist. Or sometimes we go to the other extreme, thinking that everything does not exist. And here, the beautiful conditioned nature is fairly highlighted, where various components are coming together, and then we call it a name, we give it a name, we give a kind of a convention. And ultimately, what happens is we forget this fundamental nature. We forget that this is for the mere communication. Easy communication, we have established some sort of a convention. And we start to think that convention is true. Convention is the reality. So this car exists. This car belongs to me. So this car is a solid thing, solid one unit. So we get trapped in this convention. But the analysis according to these five aggregates help us to again disassemble the whole system, whole experience. And therefore, we are able to understand them again in the proper perspective. So that is the important thing. Now, understanding our own experiences related to this teaching is therefore very important. So there Buddha mentioned, Punacaparam bhikkhave bhikkhu dhammesu dhammanupassī viharati. Panchasu pādāna khandesu. So they are a practitioner looks at the five clinging aggregates. Katancha bhikkhave bhikkhu dhammesu dhammanupassī viharati panchasu pādāna khandesu. Now Buddha is going to teach how one may look at five aggregates properly. So there he mentioned, itirūpaṁ itirūpassa samudayo itirūpassa attagamo. So with respect to the form aggregate, one understand, okay, this is the form aggregate. This is how it is arising. This is how it passes away. Iti vedanaya samudayo, iti vedanaya attagamo. So this is the feeling aggregate, this is how it arises, and this is how it fades away. Iti sanyaya samudayo, iti sanyaya attagamo. So this is the perception aggregate, this is how it arises, and this is how it passes away. Iti sankhara nan samudayo, iti sankhara nan attagamo. This is the formations aggregate, and this is how it formed, it is generated, accumulated, arises, and this is how it fades away. Iti vijñānasa samudayo, iti vijñānasa attagamo. This is the consciousness aggregate, and this is how it generates, genesis of the vijñāna, and this is how it fades away. Iti ajjattaṁ vā dhammesu dhammānupassī viharati, bahiddhā vā dhammesu dhammānupassī viharati. So, with respect to the so-called internal aggregates, one can consider this. External aggregates also one can consider this. So there you can understand, one has to understand each aggregate properly. So that's why I tried to give a full definition about each aggregate during the last time. So after understanding that, realizing the theory, so you need to apply that theory to your own experience. Say, for example, right now you are listening to Dhamma, and so the ears are involved, the sound is involved, and various instruments are involved. So we can say in this experience, all these sounds, our ears and the instruments, physical instruments, everything comes in the forms aggregate. And assume that you are getting a sort of equanimous feeling, or maybe a little happy feeling. So that comes under the feeling aggregate. And each word that you are listening, hearing,
So you can interpret. You have your own understanding about various terms, words, and you get the meaning, you understand the meaning. So they are the perception aggregate. And you don't stop there, you simply start something looking at it, you ponder about it, you add to your own understanding, you add to it, you subtract it. So likewise, you do sort of formations, and that comes under sankhara aggregate. And again, you have an intention to listen to them. So that's why you join to this session. So that very intention is sankhara aggregate. And again and again, you are hearing, you are seeing, you are perceiving, and many events are happening. And again, eyes are involved, ears are involved, mind is involved. So the cognition part is also there. So that comes under the cognition or the consciousness aggregate. So likewise, each experience can be properly analyzed according to these five aggregates. So when one understands these five aggregates among them, so we can't say that all five aggregates are very prominent, but either one or two may be very easy to understand, become prominent, and others may be not that prominent. Others too there, but one of them may be prominent. So that is enough. So say for example, so you are assume at this moment you understand the perception aggregate. So you consider that properly. So you understand how it is arising, how it is passing away. At another time, suppose you understand the feeling aggregate. So you consider how it arises and how it passes away. At another time, you may understand the form aggregate, how it arises and how it passes away. So as I mentioned during the last time, in the Kayanupassana section, we give prominence to the forms aggregate. Vedanupassana section, we give the prominence for feeling aggregate. Chittanupassana section, we give the prominence for consciousness aggregate, perception aggregate, and the formations aggregate. And in the Dhammanupassana sections, actually, all the aggregates are considered. And that's another very beautiful sutta I like to consider with respect to this. Now, it is called Samadhi Bhavana Sutta, comes in the Kanda Samyutta, where Buddha mentions, if one has good concentration, collected mind, then there's a high possibility of understanding or seeing things as they truly are. So one has to have a good concentration, collected mind, and that can be used to properly understand the things as they truly are. Now, there Buddha mentions there are five aggregates, and those five aggregates has to be properly understood. And how they are arising has to be properly understood. And how they are passing away has to be properly understood. So there he gives us a very interesting information where how these aggregates coming to being. So the causes are discussed here, and which is fairly related to the paticca-samuppada, conditioned nature. He mentions that when we are delighted in form, when we are sort of talking about the form, when we are get on to the form, we absorb to the form, we really grasp the form. So then sort of a nandi, what you call some sort of delight, sort of happiness going to be arised. Say for example, you like to think about, say, about the future, some event about happening to your children. Say you are thinking. So once you are thinking, okay, I am now bringing up this my child, my son. So he may be in the future become a doctor, we say. So you have that imagination and sort of an ambition. And now you think about him. So as you think, so this is, we can say, kind of a perception aggregate. And as you think, so there's a kind of a happiness arise. Okay, you are imagining, okay, he behave like this, he behave like that. So sort of happiness arise, pleasure arise. And as a result, you attach to it. As a result, you grasp it. And then this future event is now generating in your mind. So kind of a perception, kind of a dream, fantasy is arising in your mind. So now you are living that. So you are experiencing that fantasy. You're going through that fantasy. So assume that you are closing your eyes. Now you are dreaming about it. And you are in a different world now. This bhava. You are in a different world. Now you are born to it. But ultimately, you will understand it's simply a dream. It's simply a projection in the mind. And there may be a kind of a disturbance coming that you have to open your eyes. And again, the whole thing collapses. So now the perception aggregate has accumulated. So you are sort of fertilizing it. You are feeding it, strengthening that perception aggregate. And this actually includes feeling aggregates as well. This actually includes a lot of fabrications as well. So you have to imagine, you have to fabricate, you have to construct in your own mind. You are weaving various thoughts. So the forms aggregates are also included. And the mind is heavily included, and the various conscious feelings are happening. So likewise, these five aggregates coming to being, because of this attachment, because of we do get some sort of happiness as we do this accumulation, as we allow them to form. If we take another example, say you have seen someone. At that time, sort of a pleasurable feeling arises. Assume that there's a young boy and he see a young girl. So at that time, there's a sort of a pleasure arise in his mind. So this pleasure, now he attached to. Now he grasped this pleasure. Now, as a result, kind of a different world arising in him. Now he is imagining. So I am going to marry her. I am going to ask from her. I want to find her, I want to love her. So whatever it is, now kind of a different world is arising for him. Now he is not in the present moment. He lost the present moment. He is now entangled. He is now in a different world, in a dream, fantasy. Now assume after a while that she disappears, she may get down from the bus. And she goes away. And this boy has simply come back to the present moment. Now this dream world finished. Dream world has collapsed. Now he again become disappointed. Because she has gone. So you can say, now whenever we have this sort of delight in the mind. Into these five aggregates. So we tend to grasp it. And we tend to create a world after that. So we are now in a dream. We are now in a fantasy. And now this fantasy arises and exists for a while. And we go through various situations, states. And ultimately it also collapses. Now this is how Buddha mentioned in this Samadhi Bhavana Sutta. So the arising of the five aggregates are happening. Each time, each aggregate, we do like that. So when it comes to the form aggregate, we do this sort of a happy attachment. So when the form is generating, when the body is generating some sort of a happiness, pleasurable feeling, so we delight on it. We grasp it. We absorb to it. We adhere to it. And so more and more fabrications are happening. More and more formations are happening. More and more different perceptions are happening. So aggregates are now generating. Say when you are attached to some pleasurable feeling, so you delight in it. So you grasp it. And you hold it. And as a result, you come into a different world. You are not in the present moment. You lost the present moment. Now you are fully entangled. And ultimately, that also collapses. So each aggregate, we behave like this. So we need to humbly recognize this nature. So we have to look at how I am formulating these aggregates, how I am fertilizing these, how I am encouraging them. So when we see something, so we encourage this kind of a process. So we are generating kind of an experience from it and we feed it, we encourage it and we start a dream out of it. We start a story out of it. So we need to properly recognize it. Now this Buddha says is a samudaya. samudaya of the rupa, samudaya of the vedana, sanya, sankhara, vijnana. So this is the genesis. So this is how it comes to being, and we are formulating it. We are forming it, generating it. And what is the other side? So how we can stop it? So there we have to stop that delight. So when we see a form, how can we stop at that level without getting on to any sort of a delight, without going to any sort of an agitation? Just seeing. And similarly, when we are experiencing a feeling, it may be a pleasurable feeling, so how can we simply detach from it? So pleasurable feeling is merely a pleasurable feeling. So if we stop grasping, if we stop sort of getting delighted from it, if we stop trying to possess it, so simply the feeling may disappear. Similarly, the painful feeling, if we stop grasping it, if we stop trying to get rid of it, so it may arise and then it pass away. So if we can stop this reaction, if we can stop this grasping, so then that generating part we stop. So they may comes to be because of various causes and conditions, but we are not acting on it. We are not going to grasp it. We are not going to hold it. Rather, we simply allow them to fade away. So that will stop the generation of these aggregates. That will stop the accumulation of these aggregates. So this is the method Buddha mentioned, that one can allow these arisen aggregates to pass away. So as the aggregates are arising, we are not now going to delight on them, we are not going to grasp them. If sort of a habitual tendency, if there is grasping happens, so we understand it, so we stop there. We are now allowing to fade it away. Now that grasping disappear. So without grasping, there is no bhava, there is no becoming. There is no a dream generated, there is no fantasy world generated if there is no grasping. And when there is no such fantasy, when there is no such new world, different state, becoming, so then there is no birth. And when there is no birth, there is no decay, there is no death, there is no sorrow, lamentation, this whole vicious cycle going to collapse. So this vicious cycle does not stay longer, and you can may even stop it altogether. So the important point is, so once we analyze, or once we understand the five aggregates, so we need to understand, am I feeding it? Am I getting delighted on any of them? Am I holding any of them? Am I promoting any of them? Am I fabricating any of them? Or simply am I able to observe it detached manner? I can step back and watch it. Allow it to come, allow it to be, allow it to go. Rather than I am doing some fabrication. I am involved in it. I am trying to delight in it. So I am not adding anything into it, into the picture. Now, if one can do this, then Buddha says this, the accumulation of aggregates starts to fade away. Accumulation of aggregates does not happen. They simply come due to various causes, and we are aware of them, and we are not grasping them, we are not becoming delighted on them, and then simply they pass away. Now, so understanding that this accumulation, this genesis, this construction is due to certain causes. So when we understand those causes, so then we can stop feeding those causes. And as a result, the recent aggregates simply become weak and they disappear. So the grasping become weak and then it disappears. So we are not generating a fantasy now. We are not generating a story now. So the mind starts to remain calm. Mind does not get agitated because of the experience. And we understand the various aggregates and we are able to see where we are feeding. So we get a clear picture and we can understand, okay, to which aggregate, to which part I am now become a slave. Now I am a victim. So we are, there you can stop. There you can apply break. And there you allow the thing to pass away. So therefore, in this sutta, in this Samadhi Bhavana Sutta, Buddha mentioned that the genesis of the aggregates are due to this delight, grasping, and holding, and then they accumulate, then they start to grow. On the other hand, if we can stop delight, if we can stop grasping, then they start fading away. On the other hand, Buddha mentioned that the form aggregates are generated because of the ahara, the nutriment, and then vedana, feeling and perception, formations, they all comes to be because of the passa, that is the contact, and the consciousness aggregate comes to be because of nama rupa, that is the name and form. So these are different ways that Buddha described this five aggregates, and Buddha mentioned, so none of these aggregates belong to me, none of these aggregates belong to you, so don't hold these any of the aggregates. So holding, grasping, getting delighted with it is the problem. So now we need to understand how I can stop it. So this is what actually happens during the Satipatthana practice. So at the beginning, you need to closely observe it. Say, for example, you are doing Kaya Anupassana. So there are, say you are doing walking meditation, say for example, and you are closely observing the real thing. So the foot touching the ground, hardness is there. Foot touching the ground, softness is there. Foot touching the ground, say heat is there. Foot touching the ground, stiffness is there. So likewise, various properties you recognize. So there we are dealing with the form aggregate into its very fundamental level, primary level. And the form aggregate being properly understood. So you understand, okay, this is the form aggregate. This is the rupakkhanda. And more you do that, so these qualities become more and more evident. And ultimately, so you lose the interest on it. So now you can't grasp it. You can't hold it. So the experience is there, but you are able to observe it in a detached manner. Now the walking happens, but you are outside the experience. You feel like that someone else is walking and you are simply observing like a third person, as an outsider. So this sort of a perspective change happens. Perception change happens. Previously we closely observe it, but later, because of this observation, continuous observation, so you are coming to a situation that you can observe it in a detached manner, in a disconnected manner. Now it is like someone else is walking and you are simply observing. So this is how we practically experience this detachment. Practically experience this unattached observation, uninvolved observation, non-judgmental observation. And as you continue, so you will understand how vulnerable these forms are, how vulnerable, how transient this form aggregate. All these element characteristics are very vulnerable, very transient, completely impermanent. So more and more your understanding grows. And you understand how fragile it is. So how can I expect happiness from this? Is it possible to find lasting happiness from this sort of a transient nature? And is it under my control? Is there any person there? Is it anything substantial there? So more and more, so your wisdom improves. Your understanding improves. As a result, the detachment increases. The non-grasping increase. So as a result, so now you are more capable of maintaining an unattached mind. So mind may let go. Mind simply give up. Mind relinquish the whole process. And mind finds its own freedom. Mind finds its own freedom. An unattached nature in the mind. So they are very beautifully Buddha mentioned that when one understand how this generation happened or the genesis happened and how one understand that how things fades away. So Atti dhammativa panasya satipaccupattita hoti. Now he understands these are merely aggregates. There is no essence there, nothing substantial there. There is no I there. There is no person there. There is no individual there. Yavadeva jnanamattaya patissati mattaya. So there he understands, okay, I can further use this each aggregate to improve my understanding, to improve mindfulness, to improve wisdom, to refine mindfulness, to refine wisdom, to deepen wisdom. So he's experiencing various things, but he is wise enough to use that experience to refine his mindfulness, to deepen his understanding. Now, as a result, sort of a detachment happens and relinquishment happens, and mind recognize unattached nature, uninvolved nature, sort of a dispassion arises. So there is sort of a unentangled nature in the mind, unattached nature in the mind, unconditioned nature in the mind. And now we'll understand. So this Buddha mentioned anisthitocha viharati nachikinchi loke upadis. Now he doesn't want to cling to anything, grasp anything, and his mind has the capacity to maintain sort of a freedom, maintain unattached nature, very simple nature, non-fabricated nature, non-constructed nature. And there he got to recognize it, he got to appreciate it. And there we can say, so you can't do it in a day or two. Rather, you have to have a complete method for that. So the first of all, the aggregate has to be recognized. Then the generation part has to be seen, how they become a sort of generated, how they accumulate. So this accumulation has to be recognized. And after stop feeding it, after stop grasping it, how the whole system weakens, how the whole system collapse, how they disappear. So that also has to be understood. And this arising and passing away nature has to be understood. And in order to further strengthen this understanding, so one has to live a proper path. One has to maintain one's morality. One has to have enough concentration to penetrate this whole thing. And one has to improve one's wisdom again and again. So the Sila Samadhi Panya, morality, concentration, wisdom has to be properly maintained. That has to be properly sustained, and the complete path is necessary. So here also we can say the Satipatthana section, where we understand the establishment of mindfulness, and then the how one develops that establishment of mindfulness, Satipatthana Bhavana, and the insights and the path. These three sections can be understood in this Satipatthana as well. So with that, I'd like to conclude today's Sutta teaching session. Now I open the session for questions.